This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Allen, A-L-L-E-N, first name Birdie, B-I-R-D-I-E, the date of birth, June 3rd, 1940, the date of evaluation, October 19, 2023. The patient is referred from Medical Hill Skilled Nursing Facility. The chief complaint, request for cardiac evaluation, the HBI. The patient is a poor historian who is unable to give an adequate history, period. Records from Summit Medical Center are reviewed, period. Patient record from Epic is reviewed in detail. She is an 83-year-old female who had been discharged from Summit Medical Center on September 2nd, 2023, following a diagnosis of sepsis, period. She is noted to have dementia, heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, coronary artery disease, hypertension, peripheral vascular disease, common diabetes type 2, chronic kidney disease, chronic metabolic acidosis, gastroesophageal reflux disease, and chronic pain syndrome, period. She had presented to the emergency room on August 27, 2023, with several days of generalized weakness, period. She was found to have UTI and acute kidney injury and was discharged back to the skilled nursing facility, period. Her culture, however, had resulted in MDR, carbapenemase producing Pseudomonas, and she was subsequently called back to the emergency room where she was admitted, period. She was then seen in consultation by infectious disease and was placed on extended infusion of cefepime, C-E-F-E-P-I-M-E, 1 gram Q12 hours, period. She was to receive that regimen until September 13, 2023, period. She was subsequently discharged with diagnosis of 1, sepsis due to multi-drug resistant carbapenemase, C-A-R-B-A-P-E-N-E-M-A-S-E, producing Pseudomonas, urine tract infection, chronic left field unstageable ulcer, next number acute kidney injury on chronic kidney disease, next number acute metabolic encephalopathy, next number generalized weakness and malaise, next number diabetes type 2, next number PVD, status post right lower extremity bypass 2002, next number dementia, next number heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, next number chronic metabolic acidosis, next one number class 1 obesity, next number paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next number coronary artery disease, next number dyslipidemia, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, next number depression, next number history of anxiety, next number history of hypertrophic obstructive cardiomyopathy dating to 2001, next number history of hypercalcemia, next number history of tobacco use, next number history of recurrent urinary tract infection. The patient then presents to the office with this background, period. She currently denies any complaints, period. Past medical history is as above. Past surgical history includes history of axillary cyst excision, next number history of cataract surgery, next number history of laparoscopic cholecystectomy, next number history of fallopian tube ligation. Her medications, acetaminophen, 325 milligrams. Take 2 tablets every 6 hours, PRN. Amiodarone, 200 milligrams twice daily. Eliquis, 2.5 milligrams. BID, aspirin, 81 milligrams one daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams HS. Tessalon, 200 milligrams by mouth, TID. Carvedilol, 25 milligrams BID. Cefepime, CEFEPIME, 50 ml every 12 hours. Cholecalciferol, i.e. vitamin D3, 1,000 units daily. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram tablets daily. Donepezil, 10 milligrams daily. Fluticasone, PRN. Miconazole, 2% cream. Lantus, 35 units HS. Isorcibide mononitrate, 30 milligrams daily. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Pregabalin, 50 milligrams, 1 capsule TID. Ranolazine, i.e. Ranexa, 500 milligrams BID. Tizanidine, T-I-Z-A-N-I-D-I-N-E, 2 milligram tablets, 1 daily PRN muscle spasms. Travitan drops, and still 1 drop in each eye, Q evening. The allergies, Cymbalta makes her tired. Ramipril results in cough. Family history, non-contributory, social history. Patient is currently a resident of the skilled nursing facility. Review of systems, otherwise not obtainable. The physical examination, blood pressure 106/56, pulse 74, respiratory rate 16. In general, patient is in no acute distress, but she is unable to give adequate history, period. The lungs are clear to auscultation, cardiovascular, regular rate and rhythm, with normal S1 and S2, no S3 or S4, gastrointestinal, obese, bowel sounds normally active, no masses or tenderness noted, back, no CVAT. Extremities reveal no edema, pacemaker site is noted on the anterior chest wall. The impression, 83-year-old female with history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, coronary artery disease, heart failure, reduced ejection fraction, peripheral vascular disease, who is now seen in the office for initial evaluation. EKG demonstrates a ventricular pace rhythm, period, with repolarization. Correction, there is also repolarization abnormality, period. The plan will schedule her for a pacemaker check, echo to assess her LV function, continue current medications. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, Birdie, B-I-R-D-I-E. Thank you.